listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review. And with us today, Dave Eisenstatter, editor of the Valley Advocate, and Natalia Munoz, host of Viacom Munoz on WHMP. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Hi, glad to be here.
This week, the highest court in Massachusetts heard arguments about whether a district court judge from the western part of the state should face punishment for an affair with a court employee. Judge Thomas Estes admits to engaging in sexual acts with a female social worker in his courthouse chambers. Dave, it could eventually fall to the legislature to decide what to do with Judge Estes, who is not hearing cases right now. But with that said, does the state need to do more to monitor the behavior of judges both on and off the bench?
I think it's very important. I mean, I think that in this case, this was a social worker who said she was coerced into sexual acts. And I think that's a very serious kind of offense. I think that Estes, the best you can say is that he showed poor judgment, and judges are supposed to have good judgment. That's what a judge is. So I think that it is important for the legislature to be looking into this particular case and for the future, making sure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Natalia, judges in Massachusetts can serve until they retire or they turn the age of become 70 years old. Some argue, essentially, that's a lifetime appointment and it's not a very good idea. Would electing judges be a better idea to hold them accountable?
I don't know, because I think no matter which way you go, you're always going to find problematic judges, and you're going to want the other thing. You're going to want them to have run for office instead, or you're going to want them to have been appointed. I think the advantage of being appointed is that no matter which party supported you, you are going to serve beyond that party in other administrations and hopefully continue to evolve judiciously.
Dave, what do you think about electing judges?
I mean, I kind of agree with what Natalia had said. I think that there are problems either way that you look at it. I mean, I think that you could go that way, and maybe you would avoid some of the problems, but I think that other problems would crop up. And I do think that having the legislature look into the behavior of judges, I think, you know, maybe not having a lifetime appointment, maybe that might be a better route to go.
The mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, has been in western Massachusetts this week as the island continues to recover from Hurricane Maria. Carmen Eulene Cruz stopped in Holyoke, as well as gave its speech at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley. Of course, Holyoke's population is 50% Puerto Rican, and many people have moved there after the hurricane back in last summer. Cruz is also named by Time Magazine as one of the most influential people in 2018 and has lashed out against President Donald Trump for the U.S. government's response to the storm. Natalia, you have family in Puerto Rico and recently returned there from a visit. What do you think about the mayor's visit to Western Mass, and how is she received in Puerto Rico?
It seems that white liberals in Western Massachusetts adore Carmen Yulín Cruz because she's was among the very few people in either party who spoke so strongly against Donald Trump, hurricane or no hurricane. But if you really know her record as a mayor of San Juan, if you really know what's happening in San Juan, then you have a different picture. And I'm not going to say that she's a terrible mayor, but there's not much that she's doing as mayor. So if your question is, how do people think about her in San Juan? They think about her a lot differently in San Juan than they do here in Western Massachusetts or in Holyoke, where she's received as a hero, which to me is a reflection of how desperate we are for heroes.
I was going to ask you, why do you think she's received as that hero here and maybe not so much back where she serves as mayor?
Well, when she came on the air and spoke against Trump, here was this Puerto Rican woman with very strongly speaking against Trump. And it gave us all reason to be proud of our Puerto Rican sister. That has propelled her into the national spotlight, into MSNBC, into Democracy Now!, into other progressive programs. And that's all well and good. But I think the media really needs to, you know, in Time Magazine, one of the most influential people, go to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and ask there, who are the influential politicians in Puerto Rico?
Dave, what do you think about this visit? She's even receiving the key to the city as we speak here on Friday afternoon.
She key to the city in Holyoke, and she gave a lecture at Mount Holyoke where she was invited by a student and gave a pretty inspirational talk to young women about being a woman in a leadership role, talking about, you know, some pretty rough stuff that she had to go through in terms of helping the people of Puerto Rico recover, you know, doing what they did, eating spam, sleeping on a cot, you know, talking about what it means to be a leader, and having empathy. And I think that was a really inspirational talk that she gave.
Can I add one thing?
Yep. Sure.
A lot of mayors in Puerto Rico did that. Mm. A lot of the mayors in Puerto Rico were heroic and actually went to San Juan, to not to the mayor's office, but to the governor's office, seeking help and relief after Hurricane Maria. The thing is, this mayor speaks English. So that's something that we need to take into consideration as well when we put people on pedestals. There are a lot of really great mayors in Puerto Rico who also have been working very hard after the hurricane.
Yeah.
This week, MGM said its casino in Springfield will open a little earlier than expected on August 24th, and the owners of another yet-to-open casino, Wynn Boston, say their property is not up for sale, and MGM's CEO says such a deal is unlikely. There have been reports that suggested, though, that both sides had been negotiating a deal for that Eastern Mass project, and also this week, the former mayor of Springfield, Michael Albano, wrote an op-ed piece in Commonwealth Magazine calling into question MGM's commitment to Springfield. He cites a downsizing of the project, what he calls unnecessary delays due to highway construction, and MGM's interest in another casino project potentially in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So, Dave, what do you make of former Mayor Albano's comments about MGM?
I mean, it was interesting to see that. And I think that, I mean, kind of my read on that is that there's this public campaign that, former Mayor Albano is trying to just shame MGM into making sure that they go through with this project. I don't know. It's hard to really trust, what these, CEOs say about, what the deal is going to go forward. And I think that if Mayor Albano's idea was to get them on the record being like, no, we fully support the Springfield project, I think that, good on him. And I think that did the job.
Natalia, what do you think about Mayor Albano's comments?
I think partly what you say, Dave, that maybe it was a way to corner MGM to reaffirm once again, because all MGM does is reaffirm, we're coming to Springfield, right. We're coming to Springfield. This is not the last time that they're going to have to reaffirm it. Former Mayor Albano may have inside information, I don't have it, that there's something going on behind the scenes that they may scale back MGM even more.
All right, Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya con Munoz on WHMP, and Dave Eisenstatter of the Valley Advocate, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, our loyal listeners of The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time, wherever you get your podcasts, or at nepr.net/podcast. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.